Sakin shel mila. That's the knife that the mohel uses in order to circumcise a child. Maran writes in Shin Chet that the classification of sakin shel mila is muksim mahmat hasarum kis, for the simple reason, on a Shabbat where there's no brit mila, this knife has a forbidden function, which clearly you're not going to use it for a forbidden function on Shabbat. Nor does it have a permissible function, because you will not use it for anything else that's permissible. So therefore, basically, this sakin shel mila has the deen of a rock, but it's just functionless. For its purpose, you're not allowed to use it. For a permissible purpose, you won't use it. So therefore, it loses the status of a kli. Therefore, it's mukseh mahmat hasaron kis, which has, you know, very strict limitations. One really cannot move it for any reason. Question is that we discussed, which is a big discussion amongst the poskim, is what about the sakin shel mila on a Shabbat that there's a brit mila? Bayom shemini yimol besara olato afilu b'Shabbat. Milah is Duhay Shabbat. We're not discussing at the time of the Brit Milah can use the Sakin Shel Milah. Of course, if Milah is Duhay Shabbat, everything is Duhay Shabbat, including lifting the knife, including the cutting. The question is, after the Milah is over, the Mohel finished, what does he do with the Sakin? Does it go back to becoming Mukseh again? Well, the poskim will all agree that as long as the knife is still in the mohel's hand, so that he can put it, you know, where he wants to, in a safe place. But practically speaking, that's not what happens. Because after the mohel cuts, he has to do what's called pidi'ah. And to do pidi'ah, he needs both of his hands free. So what he usually does is, he drops the knife, and he makes pidi'ah. Now the milah's over, the mohel wants to know, can he take that knife, sakin shel mila, put it back in his bag, and put it back in a safe place? Or do we say, well, listen, you know, you were allowed to use the sakin for the mila, now it goes back to becoming hasron kis. After all, right now, there's no more mila to do, and you're not going to use it for anything else, therefore it becomes like a rock again. So this is a question that all the poskim discuss. The Bet Yosef discusses it as well. And he quotes from Rabbeinu Yeruham. The mashma'ut of Rabbeinu Yeruham is mashma that he says that since the mohel picked it up the heter, he could put it wherever he wants after the mila. It's mashma that the Rabbeinu Yeruham is talking because he's still holding on to it. Since he picked it up the heter, which is a general rule in Mukseh, that once you pick up the item, let's say beheter or even by mistake, then you're ready to put it wherever you want. So he picked it up beheter. So that's one view. But our question is, what if you put it down? So there's different opinions on this. One opinion actually is the Rama, which is in Resh Samech Vav Hilchot Brit Mila. He says that since going into Shabbat, that Shabbat, you had a purpose for this sakin shel mila, the sorech mitzvah. So therefore, since at Ben HaShemashot going into Shabbat, this sakin was not mukseh, so therefore it's not going to be mukseh the entire Shabbat. Therefore, even after the mohel puts it down, it retains its status that it had Ben HaShemashot, and therefore it is considered permissible, like a kli shemelachto leheter. So the Rama holds that after the mohel put it down, he can pick it up and put it where he wants. That's the opinion as well of the Maharshal. That's the opinion of the Shach. So now we see two opinions so far. We see the Ben Yeruham, which sounds like only if you're holding it. But once you put it down, it sounds like you have a problem. The Rama is even more lenient. Even if you put it down, on that Shabbat specifically, it's mutar. There's another option that's brought down by the Eliyahu Rabbah and the Hatam Sofer. They say, have somebody right next to you, standing. He's like an aide. after the surgery is over, the Brit Milah. So, right away, give it to him and let him put it away. He's considered, the Hatams of his language is a sneef to the mitzvah. It's part of the mitzvah, so that we can give it to him and let him put it away. And that's the way the Mishnah Brura actually writes in Siman Shin Yud, Sifka Tan Tet Zayin, that after the Brit Milah, he should have somebody standing next to him, and he should give him the Brit Sakin, and let that guy put it away. So that's the Mishnah Brura's proper opinion. There's yet another opinion that's brought down in the Poskim with to do with the knife, and that is that to prepare a plate or something and put on it something that's hashuv, like a watch or a piece of jewelry or something like that, something that's more hashuv than the sakin shel milah, then after the milah is over, take the knife and put it on that plate. Now the plate is a basis for something that's permissible and forbidden, and the law is you can move a basis like that. And then we'll take the plate now and put it wherever you want. Who subscribes to that opinion, the halakha? That's Acham ben Sion Abba Shaul. He is a proponent of that opinion. As well as the Minuchat Tehava brings it as well. So we have Acham ben Sion that says the plate theory with the basis. And you have the Minuchat Tehava as well that concurs with that opinion. However, Chacham Obadiah alav Hashem al Halichot Olam, he concurred with the Rama that said, since Ben Hashem Hashot, it's okay for the whole Shabbat, and that's the way he learned Rabbi Yeruham, which is questionable how to see that in the words of Rabbi Yeruham, but that's why Chacham Obadiah was posek in Halichot Olam. So we have over here extreme views over here. If the Mohel is still holding on to it, everybody will be lenient. When he puts it down, they have the Ramah to rely on. If he put it down in the vessel, that's the when it receives the Vare Tir B'Isur, so you have that way out, or to give it to somebody else. Halakha l'ma'aseh, those that are lenient, Mohalim, like Acham Obadiah, Sfaradim we're talking about, Acham Obadiah said that was the Minhag, so clearly they have what to rely on. But again, Niyotob Antikarera, here a case is, again, it's easy to solve this case according to the other poskim where you can make it a basis, even though we had some questions on the basis, but the Ma'aseh Acham ben Sion did suggest it, and therefore the best thing to do, if possible, before the Brit Milah, to set up a keli, put something important into it, and then drop the sakin into that keli, and then you could put that keli wherever you want. Of course, if that wasn't done and the knife was put down on the table, Sfaradim can rely on Acham Obadiah alav Shalom to pick up the knife and put it in the place where it needs to be stored, based on the opinion of Rama and Maharsha.